हेलो फ्रेंड्स, वेलकम बैक। सो टिल नाउ वी हैव स्टडीड अबाउट द रूरल मार्केटिंग, रूरल एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप, द बिजनेस स्ट्रेटजीज, द ऑपरेशनल प्लान्स एंड द लीगल स्ट्रेटजीज, व्हाट गवर्नमेंट हैव डन। सो बेसिकली आई एम श्योर यू वुड हैव gain a slight insight about what exactly the rural marketing, rural entrepreneurship or rural enterprise looks like. What are their challenges? What are their main areas? Why it is important? And all those facts. Now, going forward, okay, we will focus on marketing strategies for rural entrepreneurs. This is one of my favorite topics because for marketing strategy is what makes any brand, makes or break any brand, right? Because if you, as I have told you earlier, if you come from a rural background, if you come from a specific location, you may know about the product, you may know about the pricing, you may also know about the processes which has been involved. But then the major important aspect is the strategy. How to go about, who are the customers, and where you go and how do you go, what are the ways and means, is something which we are going to learn or focus in the next few slides. Just to give you an overview about the consumer behavior. The consumer behavior is shaped in a very unique characteristic, which is including demographic, culture, seasonality, the income base, and there are various aspects. Okay, what kind of population you have. Key factors are also influencing in rural consumers, including age, income levels, education, traditions, and agricultural cycle. So, understanding of these elements requires rural entrepreneurs to create effective marketing strategies which is tailored to local preferences, adapting products, price and promotional efforts to these behaviors ensures business success in rural market. Rural consumer demographics, which is age and population structure. Rural areas often have a very high proportion of older population compared to the urban regions, because obviously the young ones are getting into the urban areas to create their lives. Okay, there are many people who first settle there and then they bring them their immediate family, which is wife and children. But then the rural population is someone who are there because they do not have any, they do not fit in the urban thing, because they are not, they are, it seems like a burden. So they are usually, and also they don't somehow, they all also don't blend into the urban lifestyle, so they are not consumptive. So basically they stick towards in the rural population only. So older consumers may demand healthcare like home maintenance, agricultural products, and younger population in rural area often seek education, technology, and family-oriented goods. Population structure influences long-term planning for product and services offering. Rural consumer demographic. Income levels and purchasing power. Income levels in rural areas are generally lower, leading to a higher price sensitivity. Rural consumers often prioritize durable, cost-effective, and long-lasting products. Businesses can attract rural customers through affordable pricing strategy and bulk sales. Season fluctuation in income tied to agricultural cycle impacts purchasing behaviors. Rural consumer demographics. Education level. Lower education level in rural areas influence how customers understand and engage with products. Simple. Clear marketing message are crucial to effective communicating product benefits. Hands-on demonstration and community outreach can help introduce new products. Business may need to focus on educational campaigns to build product awareness. Cultural and social influences on rural consumer behavior. Now, what is this? Culture, behavior, and tradition plays a very significant role in purchasing decisions. If you are selling some flowers, okay, next to the meat shop, you will never be able to sell your product, right? So there are certain cultures or cultural values or tradition which needs to be also looked into while you are strategizing your businesses, place, structures, and things like that. Product which is aligned with local customers' heritages are more likely to succeed. Social networks and word of mouth recommendations are critical. Endorsement by community leaders or peers can boost brand loyalty as well. If a particular guru in a particular community, if he recommends or if he mentions your product in his speech or in his spiritual satsang, then it is very is very likely that your sales margin or your sales demand actually increases to a certain level. Maintaining consistent quality and reliability fosters long-term customer relationships. It is very important because you have a very limited customer base initially. Obviously, when you scale up, then that's a different matter also. But even if you scale up, if you go to a different market, in that market also, you will have a very, very skewed or very close-knit consumer groups as well. Even they would know something or someone would have recommend. So you have a very close-knit environment or you have a very close-knit consumer base. So you need to be very strict or very certain in terms of maintaining consistency in quality and reliability as well. Seasonality and consumer patterns. Now, what is seasonality and consumer patterns? Usually, it refers to agricultural cycle. As you all know, when you have a season wherein you have a season wherein you have an output season, so you will have a lot of money in the hands of the rural customers. At that point of time, you need to have your new product launch, or you need to have your demands, or you need to scale up your discount schemes and you need to offer schemes which will have a larger consumption. So if you are putting in one, so you can club it to, like, if you take two, you will get a certain discount. So basically at that point of time, they have the money, so they can use or they can buy more products also. So those are the strategies also which you can plan in your thing. Like, the spending patterns are closely tied with agricultural ties, with higher spending post harvest. Lean seasons see reduced spending. So you can plan your business or marketing strategies based on this cycle. Entrepreneurs should time product launches and promotions to align with income peaks. Understanding of local agriculture challenges is very important for inventory management and campaigns. Seasonality and consumer patterns, festivals and events. Festivals and local holidays drive increased spending on food, clothing, and gifts. Culture and related religious practices dictate the demand for specific product during these times. Seasonal promotions and product bundles can also capitalize on festive customer behavior. Building inventory in advance ensures business meet the surge in demand, weather dependent consumption. Demand for agriculture tools and home goods fluctuate with weather patterns. Businesses must anticipate seasonal shifts in demand to optimize inventory levels, offering product suited to local weather as well. So basically, this all slides are giving us an overview of you need to see, you need to well aware about their seasonal patterns. If there is, you also need to understand which crop has a high demand or which crops has good harvest, basically. So if you know that a set of product like an oranges, if you know if you are operating in the areas of orange, Nagpur, and if you know that the oranges have a high demand, if they have a very high harvest, then you can pitch them accordingly, and you can focus on a particular community also. So you know, like you have an idea about, and if you are there in the market, you will also learn about, okay, this year the harvest is getting, and next month, okay, we are planning for the harvest, and you know there is an harvest and there is a good harvest, and you will get a good return. So you can plan your business strategy based on their harvest. Market segment in rural areas. So market segment divide broad into smaller defined group with shared characteristics. As I have told you earlier, demographic like age, income also plays a very important role. Effective segmentation enhances customer engagement and operational efficiency. Targeting niche market in rural areas like organic product, local craft, eco-friendly goods are some of the important aspects, okay, which is very important to focus on. Effective strategies for rural market engagement. Use simple, relatable and culturally relevant marketing messages. You cannot just go and pitch on the global platforms or on the global messaging. You need to come up with a very simple but yet relatable concept, which is also culturally relevant to them. So it makes sense for them to register. It makes sense for them to transfer. So basically, if you are using a Diwali messaging, it has to have some kind of cultural or some kind of messaging which is very closely to the messaging of Diwali, or which is closely to Lakshmi goddess. So what happens, okay, it is very close to it, it becomes sacred. So your messaging is much, it is not only simple, it is also relatable. Leveraging on local networks like word of mouth, which I've told you earlier, community endorsement also build a great amount of trust. Align product launches and promotions with agriculture cycle, which we have already discussed in our previous slides. Invest in market research. Continuous investing in market research and understanding the change of the rural consumer needs is very important, is very vital. Because if you don't invest in market research, if you don't invest which product or which goods are harvesting, so you will not be able to track your consumer in that manner. So you need to be very specific, you need to very, and you also need to foster long-term relationship with prioritizing customer satisfaction and community involvement also. You need to be involved in community if you want to sell it to them. You need to be in the community first. You need to be involved. You need to engage them in several ways. Rural consumer behavior is influenced by demographic, like cultural norms, seasonal pattern. They also understand factors like it creates a tailored meat strategy for them. Market segmentation helps identify specific needs. It enhances product alignment and outreach. Targeting niche market fosters competitive advantage and sustainable growth. Adapting to rural consumer behavior ensures strong connections and business successes. Product strategy for rural market. Now, what do you mean by product strategy? Obviously, you have a product, right? But then effective product strategies are essential for addressing a unique need for rural customers. Now, what do you mean by that? In rural market, it is very different from urban areas, right? In terms of customer preference, economic conditions, or purchasing behavior, or their feedback systems are also very different. You will not get a very straight feedback when it comes to a product, right? So a well-crafted product strategy enhances your market reach and consumer satisfaction in rural areas. You need to understand a lot of local needs, ensure their affordability, their accessibility, the use of the product, the need, and also how you are projecting your project in projecting your product in terms of affordability, in terms of the pricing and all those aspects. Adapting products for rural, understanding local preferences. Rural consumers always prioritize functionality, durability, and also ease of use of over aesthetic features. They prefer ease over the aesthetic features. They would want it very simple. They would want it very durable, and they would also want it to be very cost effective. So just to give you an example, if you have one product, okay, they would also want to use it, share it with their son or their wives or their some family, to make it more effective, make it more cost effective is something which they will be more rather having it more. They will not focus on having private, rather they will focus on family oriented product which is aligned with agricultural livelihood, traditional lifestyle and local culture are more successful. Durability is critical. Product must be simple to use, particularly in areas which has a higher lower education level. Low maintenance and long lasting product reduces additional cost for rural customers. Entrepreneurs should prioritize robust material and user-friendly design in their offerings. Adapting product for rural needs. Addressing local conditions. Rural areas often faces challenges like unreliable electricity, limited water supply, rough terrain. So, product which is designed for such conditions like solar-powered device or weather-resistant goods gain wider acceptance by the community. And entrepreneurs, okay, must consider region-specific challenges to create solution tailored to local realities. Innovative adaptations enhance the relevance and appeal of product in rural context. Affordability and accessibility, pricing strategy. Now, this is a very important point because pricing is make and break for rural market. It is very price sensitive, basically. So whenever there is a rural customers who will have a very low disposable income, specifically, which is not, and their incomes are also not regular, right? It is harvest driven. So if they have 3 harvests in a year, they will only have disposable income in the 3 cycles in a year. So which is affordability is the priority for them. So offering smaller and economical product version makes them more accessible to rural household. Pricing strategy should be aligned with purchasing power without compromising on quality also. You cannot only focus on price, you should also focus on quality. Affordable pricing build trust and long-term customer loyalty in rural market. Affordability and accessibility. Packaging and distribution. Small single-use plastic caters to limited budget, storage constraint in rural household. Economically friendly packaging. Creative distribution method. Reliable availability in remote areas build trust and encourages repeat purchases. Reaching to remote customers. Entrepreneurs must establish local distribution hubs or use mobile sales teams for inaccessible areas. So basically, as we all discussed, we already have a very skewed and very limited population in rural areas, right? And those population are not segment wise. They are not present. They are present in multiple pockets. So obviously, you cannot afford to leave any pockets, okay, which is due to the inaccessible areas, right? So reaching out to them and creating a very robust local distribution hub is very important. So partnering with local community organizations can also strengthen product availability. Businesses should also prioritize consistent supply and management to meet the customer expectation also. Strategic location planning ensures cost effective and widespread distribution in rural regions. Pricing strategy in rural context. Understanding of price sensitivity. Now, what is price sensitivity in rural context? Rural customers are highly price sensitive due to lower incomes and skewed incomes, basically. And they also have a very economic uncertainty because their income is driven on harvest. And if the harvest are not good, their incomes are definitely not good, right? So many businesses or many brands or many enterprises which are actually dealing with the rural, they are very certain and they are very resource oriented in terms of pricing strategy, in terms of their offering strategy. Businesses must offer good value money by balancing affordability and quality. Durable functional product are preferred over luxury. Pricing strategies should address both short-term affordability and long-term utility. So it should be short-term affordable and it should be long-term utility. Discounts and promotions. Now, for seasonal discounts, which is aligned with their agriculture income cycle and drive post-harvest sales, is very important. Bulk discount on those dates will increase savings and meet the needs for rural households. Basically, usually what happens, many rural areas, okay, which is dependent on these harvest driven, they buy product which will actually take care of the full cycle, full year. So they will have the rice. If they want to rice, they will see to it, even if they are not a rice crop person. So what are they going to do? They will buy rice in the post-harvest sales time. So they have the money, they will buy rice and all those aspects which is going to be there for a year. So they will not have an issue for the crop or for the food for the rest of the year. So selling rice them on that period in the highly discounted will actually yield a lot of issue, lot of advantage for the buyers, right? For the sellers. Loyalty programs and incentive foster customer retention and repeat purchases. You need to offer them some kind of incentive which will foster customer retention. They will also come for a repeat purchases as well. Promotional campaigns for new product increases trials and build customer trust. Collaborative pricing and accessibility. Collaborative promotions between local businesses enhance community engagement and sales. Joint efforts in marketing and discounts extend reach and foster mutual benefits. Partnership with local retailers, cooperative and community leaders often strengthen market presence. Creative localized pricing strategies always improve local product, which helps the penetration and acceptance. Local product strategy must adapt to specific consumer needs, focusing on durability, which we have already discussed in our previous slides. It also should offer, okay, functionality and simplicity. It should be simple. Affordable pricing and creative distribution methods are critical. Strategic discounts, promotion and collaborations strengthen customer engagement and loyalty. A well-crafted product strategy drives business growth and contributes to local development. And we also spoke about multiple distribution channels in the rural areas. like which are the channels, where which geographies, why you have to avoid using the poor infrastructure, and how you can make use of the innovative distribution essential, because most of the product, specifically in absence of retail outlets, you need to have the unconventional distribution models. Then we also briefly spoke about the challenges in distribution network, like the transportation limitations, because in rural hinterlands you will have a lot of problems, because you will have a narrow roads, you will have poor transport network, you will have limited availability or reliable vehicles, you will also have a seasonal factors like the monsoons, extreme rains, and other aspects. You will have fuel scarcity also. You may not have the petrol pumps or the gas stations at all levels, right? So there would be a peculiar challenge which you will have to navigate, and you will have to make your own bids. The distribution, the challenges, one of the major challenges of distribution is high cost. You may have a smaller population, but you will have you will not be able to have the economies of scale, right? So you'll need to see to it that you need to control your distribution cost, which should not escalate the pricing of your offering, right? Because as we have understood, pricing is the very important factors in one of the if you compare with all the things. So longer travel distance, higher, will always add to financial burdens.